Moncrief on News Talk.
The results are in, and they're no great surprise. For 8 years in a row, the Golden Retriever is the most popular dog in Ireland, proving that good looks and intelligence can get you through life. Orla Murray is Secretary of the Golden Retriever Society of Ireland and a Director of the Irish Kennel Club. Good afternoon, Orla.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm going to ask you a really stupid, what's the difference between a Labrador and a Golden Retriever?
I'm going to be really give you a really stupid answer and say it's a completely different breed.
Yes, but people would, in people's minds are very similar.
They are very similar. Okay, so the Labrador comes in three different colours. It comes in yellow, black, and chocolate. And sometimes people kind of think there's a connection between, let's say, the yellow lab and the Golden Retriever, purely based on colour. But they're a very different type of dog. They're a very different temperament dog. They have a different coat, and they would do the same. They would originally been bred for the same type of job, but they are very different in temperament wise and everything else. And that's what gives the Labrador and the Golden their differences is kind of a temperament thing. And you know, obviously on looks as well. Some people will ring and they'll say, oh, I'd like to buy a long coated Labrador. But there's no such thing. Where are you looking for a Golden Retriever?
Right. So I'm not alone in my stupidity then. And what is that difference in temperament?
Well, the Golden Retriever, the whole thing about a Golden is people will identify them. Oh, they're really friendly, they're really kind, and they're really gentle. And that is exactly what a Golden Retriever is. Now, they can be a little bit mad as puppies. They can be a little bit kind of over the top initially as puppies. But once they calm down, that very much kind of identifies the type of temperament they have. Different breeds have very, very different temperaments. So if you're buying a puppy, you know, the main thing to do is actually check out the breed and see exactly what the traits are. Each breed has a very different trait and sometimes a variety of traits. And that's where you need. So if you have a young family, you know, Golden Retrievers work really well. They can be gentle. They're quite happy to lie at your feet. I mean, if you think about it, Golden Retriever was actually bred in the Highlands in Scotland to be out with the man all day on a shoot. And that's what they were bred for. So they crave, like, you probably find some people say, oh, they can be quite destructive. Yes, they can be. But that's only if you leave them alone for long periods of time. They're a breed that need company.
Yes. Okay. Do they need much exercise? Do they need much walking?
Not in the initial stages. I mean, I have people who, you know, when they're looking for a puppy and they think they're going to walk this puppy miles every day, we suggest, you know, very, very limited exercise when they're under the age of one. It's like you wouldn't bring a toddler out on a 10K walk. Mm. It's similar with the puppy, with the Golden Retriever puppy. It's a medium-sized breed, but they still have, you know, it's still a big dog that has to grow into its frame and, you know, all the growth plates have to grow exactly the same as any other animal. So, yes, as they get older, obviously, yes, they need a good walk morning and evening. They don't need kind of hours of walking. That's a lot of people kind of think, oh, they need an hour in the morning and after. They don't. They need a good run. They need to get rid of some excess, you know, energy. And then they're quite happy to come back home and kind of anyone who has a Golden Retriever will attest to this. You know, they're quite happy to come back home and lie in the middle of your kitchen floor and you have to keep stepping over them as you're trying to cook a dinner.
They sound quite zen then.
They are. Now, don't get me wrong. And, you know, when they're puppies, they can be quite full on. But all puppies can be full on. You know, they'll chew things. They can be a little bit destructive. I always say to people when they're looking at buying a Golden Retriever, you know, if you love your garden, maybe reconsider your choice of dog.
But that's when they're puppies. Sure, all puppies dig up stuff and chew stuff.
Exactly.
They're nuts.
Exactly. And I mean, this is the whole point. You know, if you want to get a smaller breed or, you know, more of a toy dog that's going to maybe just stay in the house. But if you put a Golden Retriever out, they love being out in the back garden. They love digging up stuff. And that's what they do. They're really good at it. Sometimes they'll just dig up stuff that don't exist and you'll go out to your garden and you've got a 6-foot hole in the middle of your grass.
Sometimes you might want that. And are they, you know, when you're out walking them, you know, inevitably you'll meet some of one of them little yippy dogs you know, I'm only 6 inches tall, but I'm going to take you down. Does your retriever react to other dogs barking at them?
No. And sometimes poor old retrievers can really come off the worst of this because they're quite calm dog. They're quite a zen, and they're a friendly dog. Like, they like the company of other dogs as well. So if you see, if you go to, let's say, some of these dog parks that are now around, golden retrievers will quite happily play with other dogs they don't know, they've never met before. And that's fine. And that's what you want. That's the temperament you want in a golden retriever. You want them to be friendly. They're friendly to humans. They're friendly to other dogs. But on the downside of that, you can get some of these like nippy dogs that look at them and go, big dog, I'm going to have him. I'm going to take him on. Mm. And golden retrievers can unfortunately end up the worst for that.
Oh, gosh.
Because they don't, because they're not, they're, you know, they're not intrinsically aggressive. So they don't have that whole kind of, you know, I'm going to stand up for myself. And they do come up. Now, listen, there's always going to be exceptions to every rule. I'm just speaking in general about them as a breed. You might get a cross one, you might get a cranky one. And this is where the breeding comes in. And this is where exposure and as much exposure as you can give them as puppies in the whelping box, going to a reputable breeder whereby you know your puppy's been given, you know, the TV's been in the background or the radio, there's been people in and out, puppies have been really well handled, you know, all that kind of input will ultimately mean that you get a really nice dog at the end of the day, and that the earlier you get that, the better. So going to a reputable breeder that's aware of this, you know, some of the less, I'm going to say the less reputable breeders who, let's say, wouldn't be given the same amount of input as the reputable breeders who are really working hard. They're trying, most of the time will only breed when they're keeping a puppy for themselves, or, you know, they have the breed at their, they're enthusiasts as well as just breeders. They're breed enthusiasts rather than just breeders or greeders.
Yeah. One of our listeners texts in to say, we have a beautiful 20-month-old retriever, but she is shedding very heavily. Any tips?
And she's going to, this is the thing, that the downside of having a golden retriever. They're a wonderful breed, absolutely super breed, but they have that gorgeous coat, which is so identifiable for the breed. But the downside is they're not, you know, it has to come out. This is what they do. They shed. That at 20 months is possibly the worst age possible, because they're changing from the puppy coat into the adult coat. And that is literally, you actually wonder, and you really doubt your choice of breed for those couple of weeks. And then it stops and you don't have a mad shed for another year until, you know, seasonal changes. But that is the downside of them as a breed. But look, you know, nowadays we all have hoovers. Do you know what I mean?
But it, as you said, the 20 month is peak shedding. So it kind of eases
shedding,
down.
Yeah. There'll be two times that a golden retriever will really shed badly. One is between that puppy coat, and we call it the junior coat, at that junior age where they're coming out of being a puppy, going into being an adult. It's like a kind of an adolescent kind of period there, and they will lose a huge amount of coat, and they, you know, literally every blade of coat comes out. Then they get those luscious, gorgeous, identifiable adult coat comes in. And then if they've had a litter, the mums will actually lose all their coat as well. And you kind of look at them and go, oh my goodness, they look so miserable without the coat. Aww. Because it's the coat, that coat that you look at them and you go, oh my God, you look amazing. But then the coat comes back within a couple of months and they look fabulous again.
Yeah. So if you've like got a normal, you know, three beds MED, that's okay for, and the kind of garden space that would go with that. Is that okay for a retriever, or would you need a bit more?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Majority of our puppies go to your normal family home in a city, in a, you know, three or four bedroom semi, as long as you're aware of the fact that they will need a good walk. Again, it goes back to what I said, that they were bred to be beside somebody. And this is why, as a breed, that they're so, you know, they work so well in, let's say, in working with people with additional needs, in, you know, dogs for the disabled, or guide dogs for the blind, or working with as autism dogs, because they're very much aware of the person that they're with, and they're very understanding of the people, and they just want to please, and that's the thing about them. So look, you know, realistically, you know, nobody is, we're all not going to be living on 5 acres in the country. But as a breed, if you think you're going to buy a golden retriever and leave it on its own while you go out to work for 12 hours a day, don't.
Yes.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. And that's when people run into problems. Now, you know, sometimes things happen. And the thing about it is, if you've gone to a reputable breeder, if you've gone through the club, if you've gone through the Irish Kennel Club, who will give you the contact details of the club secretaries, they at least, you know, we rehome Goldens as well, because things do happen in people's lives and things change. Jobs change. A lot of people bought golden retrievers, let's say, during COVID. and when they were at home, and then they went back to work. So we've had, you know, we picked up a lot of pieces after COVID in rehoming golden retrievers that people had no choice. They had to go back to work. They need company.
Yes, indeed. Good point. Orla, thanks so much for speaking with us today. That was Orla Murray.
No problem.
Secretary of the Golden Retriever Society of Ireland and Director of the Irish Kennel Club. Though somebody's texting in to say, I had a golden retriever for 2 years and I got rid of it. He never retrieved any gold. What a waste of money. That's a dad joke of the day there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.